Welcome to After the Dream, which examines the social, economic, and political implications of events in America's South following the civil rights movement of the mid-1960s and the ongoing struggle for black equality. In Part 4, Professor Timothy Minchin discusses the effects of the civil rights movement on public accommodation.
The public accommodations area was the one where the legislation was most effective. And it's an area that does relate to King's dream, because what he talked about in the dream was whites and blacks being able to sit down together and enjoy each other's company, and for segregation to be removed. And that's an area where there has been a lot of progress. Relatively quickly after the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the signs of white and colored and came down in restaurants and other public facilities. And although there was some problems and some resistance, particularly in rural areas, in general, this was a change that was one of the easier ones that were made. And the white resistance was less than in other areas, particularly employment discrimination and schooling, where the white resistance was much greater. I think it's very much the case that the law changed, but it took much longer for attitudes to change. Because, of course, the law forced the signs to come down, but it couldn't force people to necessarily change their attitudes. And if you didn't want to dine with African Americans or socialize with them, you could avoid those facilities. You could boycott them or stay away, which some whites did. And also, some of them tried to set up private clubs. This was quite a common trend in the mid and late 1960s, setting up private clubs on an all-white basis, a technique that also got tackled through the courts and was largely struck down, but nevertheless was a way for whites to avoid contact with blacks socially and showed that the attitudes hadn't really changed.
After the Dream, Black and White Southerners Since 1965, is the book co-authored by Professor Minchin with Emeritus Professor John Salmond. It was published by the University Press of Kentucky and is available in all good bookstores. Listen in next week when Tim and John will discuss the effects the civil rights movement had on voting rights. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can send us an email at podcast@latrobe.edu.au.